This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everybody, to the Nerdy Legion Podcast. Wait. No, that's not right.
What?
No, that's not right.
Oh.
The award-winning Nerdy Legion Podcast.
Man.
Not only were we nominated for, but we crushed the competition at the Grab Ass Awards.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. The Grabbies?
The Grabbies.
So good.
Damn right.
Put some stank on that hang low. Oh, man. And I got, I know you've been running into some technical difficulties, but you probably ignored the poll that I ran tonight.
No, I voted.
Oh, you did? Okay, good. Thanks.
I did.
Appreciate it. It's always good when you support your own podcast.
You know, I try. My name's not Paul Tesner. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I wanted to be very vague with my poll submissions.
Hmm.
So there was an air of mystery. You didn't know what was coming at you.
Mm.
But, and I'm not even going to, should I tell you the other two?
I mean, it's your show. You do what you want.
Or should those be left as mysteries?
Look, it's your show. Do what you want.
Okay. Well, I ran a poll, asked what I should, because it's been so long since we recorded. Buddy, if there's any moment to sing, it's right now.
It's true.
And you know, any chance I get, I'm letting the vocal cords ring. So I created a poll.
Yes.
Because I was feeling saucy. I wanted to play a little bit tonight.
Mm.
And it was, what would you like to hear? And all I put was slow groove, cool rap, or first concert.
Correct.
And slow groove got nothing.
No,
which hurt my heart.
I'm looking at it right now, 10%.
Oh, somebody did vote for slow groove. Yeah, yep. Whoever you are, thank you. I appreciate it. That would have been a sweet song. I promise you that. But the one that won, and the one I'm going to give you,
mm-hmm.
is the great song by the fab rap group Houdini, Friends.
Go on.
How many of us have them, friends? The ones you can depend on, let's be friends. Before we go any further, let's go friends. Oh, yeah. Come on, ring that bell, because we are on tonight, son. So good. I can't wait.
Nice. Nice.
Because we have a lot to discuss.
Do we now?
Well, I went to go see, holy mackerel, Valerian.
Do tell.
It was a feast for the eyes.
But
you could tell it was from a series of books, and it sort of didn't, there wasn't a lot of highs and lows,
because
you could tell it was going right into the next book.
Mm.
But it was good. It was real good. It was fantastic for the eyes, for sure. You can tell the same director who did Fifth Element did this.
Interesting.
Yeah, well worth it. And we even saw it in 3D, and it was all of the D's going into my eyes.
Look at you.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah, I heard the movie wasn't so good, but that it was a fun watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good on visuals, crappy on story.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's too bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to see it at some point. Maybe I'll sign up for MoviePass and go see it.
Ooh, there you go.
If it's even out of theaters anymore.
I already brought that up to the wife, and then I looked at MoviePass, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many theaters by me.
Really?
Yeah.
I hadn't even looked at it because it was down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was down.
They did have that problem. They sort of went viral with that.
They're hosted on GoDaddy. That's the problem. You know what I mean? They need a real web host. Kind of like Nerdy Legion. We have a real web host. DigitalOcean.com/NerdyLegion for more information.
And how much downtime have we ever had?
Zero.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, we have downtime, but that's when I take the site down to shoot an update.
Well, unexpected downtime.
Oh, yeah. Never.
Right.
Never.
That's what I'm saying.
Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I haven't even rebooted the server in days.
So come at us. Mm-hmm. Try to crash the website.
Oh, somebody tried.
I'm just saying.
You know, people have nothing better to do, Nick. Don't you know this?
Flood our website. Come visit. Respond on there. We'll respond back.
I mean, they can't respond because I took the comments off.
Shh, don't tell them that. Oh. Just let them wander around.
Comment
away. We need those page hits.
Comment away. Unless you're a Nazi, then go fuck yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We don't care.
But a lot has happened. I had my mother in from Phoenix.
Yes.
So that was fantastic.
Yes, which is why we didn't record last week. I had to do an impromptu episode with Dennis and Ronnie.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
Yeah.
And
you
fantastic.
Know what? I used my psychic abilities to predict the whole Disney thing.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. I like it.
It's true.
I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other big news, which I don't know if you're going to get into later on in the show, but you're actually batting around going digital.
Yeah, so rumor has it, Nick, that I'm going full digital.
Mm-hmm. Welcome aboard.
That's the rumor on the street. I don't know if it's true, but that's what I heard somebody say.
Are you going to dip your toe in?
That somebody might have been me,
but
it might not have been. I'm not going to dip my toe in. I have been. Here's the thing. All right, so let me give you some background here.
Okay, because I already have questions before you even go on.
Well, as you know, I do DCBS.
I know. That was my question.
Yeah,
is that a good enough savings for you?
Oh, that's the question?
Yeah.
Yes.
That would be cheaper than any Comixology dealio.
That's true, mostly. Here's the thing. That might not even be the thing. But as you know, I'm trying to cut down my pull list. And we haven't talked about this yet.
No.
So it's fine. It's fine.
You talked about it on Valiant Central Podcast.
Yeah, but I haven't culled my list yet.
The flagship podcast of the Nerdy Legion
Network. I mean, depends who you ask.
I'm telling you.
It depends who you ask.
Well, I'm telling you right now.
Last I checked, I Am Gotham was the most downloaded show.
Interesting. I would still that makes I Am Gotham the most popular Nerdy Legion podcast, not the flagship.
I mean, wouldn't this be the flagship since it's the Nerdy Legion podcast?
No.
On Nerdy Legion Network?
No, the Valiant Central podcast is like the Snowpiercer, and we're just behind its wave of snow flying on both sides of the train.
Mm, that's a great movie.
It's all right.
Oh my God, you're crazy. Hey, Reagan, we should watch Snowpiercer.
We should watch what?
We should watch Snowpiercer.
They took it off of Netflix. I
know.
I wanted to watch it one day, but they took it off Netflix.
Reagan loves Snowpiercer.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not on Netflix anymore. I'm sure I can get it on Prime. Anyways, that's not what we're here to talk about.
Hey, you were the one that brought Reagan into it.
Quit distracting me, Nick.
What?
Quit distracting me. All right.
All right.
So I do DCBS, and that's great. My wife said Snowpiercer sucks. She's wrong.
Yes.
We're divorced.
Oh, no.
God, they've been watching The Office nonstop for like 2 weeks.
Oh, my Lord.
They're like...
Tell them both to go back to school.
Anyway, so I do DCBS. I get a lot of books, Nick. Like a lot of books.
Yes.
Like, I don't know if you remember this, but for a while, like, I was doing really good. when I went to DCBS, I was probably reading like maybe, I don't know, 30 books. And then I jumped up to like 50, 60, 70, and I was like, oh, too many. Drop back down. Now it's way up there again.
But that's how they get you, right?
Well, like exactly.
All of a sudden, you're like, well, I'm not getting 10 DC books, but here's a DC Comics bundle, and it's cheaper if I bought the entire bundle.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
I can see how that happens.
And then, like, you know, stuff gets kind of crappy, so I drop it. And then sometimes it gets good again, so I want to read it again. But, you know, DCBS, you have to order, like, months in advance. And I don't read previews, and I think that's my problem.
Oh.
I think that's my problem. I think what I need to do is start getting previews.
Ooh.
Because, I mean, DCBS does a great job, don't get me wrong. They've got everything on there.
Sure.
But the problem is, they've got everything on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot easier to read a previews magazine than to go through the DCBS website.
I can only imagine.
Especially for bigger publishers. Like, if you go to DC, for example, which I love DC, I get almost everything. Mm-hmm. It's a lot, Nick. It's like 20 books per page. There's like 80 pages. Like, that's a lot to go through. You know what I'm saying?
Sure is.
And it's just a lot easier to, like, go through Previews magazine and, like, I don't know, put a little thing, like a bookmark on the side or whatever, circle whatever. I don't know. I need to figure that out. I haven't figured that out yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think the important part right now is culling the pull list and then going from there.
Well, I hope you and Paul are going to do that on an episode. That's what I'm calling for.
Yes. Although I don't know when. I think what we need to do, Nick, I think we should do it on this podcast and have Paul come on here.
Well, I've been asking for years for him to come back on.
You know Paul doesn't do podcasts. Just like he doesn't read comics.
Can't you trick him and tell him we're going to do a rap podcast and or a football podcast and then he'll come on?
That might do it. So it's hard. So for anybody out there, if you get a lot of books from DCBS. And, I mean, I should probably just ask, like, Rob and Mike. You know what I'm saying? Because they get a ton.
Don't ask Mike, because he never calls.
Well, you know, I can't ask Mike.
He saves the comic book industry every month.
Yeah, I can't ask Mike. I think Mike just, he downloads their whole spreadsheet. That's the other thing that I've never done. He probably downloads their whole spreadsheet and just, like, puts one on the order row, you know what I'm saying? Just like copy and paste all the way down for the 500 sheets that it takes up. I mean, Rob gets a lot of books.
So he just prints out the entire spreadsheet and then writes yes across it?
Probably, and they just like, because you can do that. You can download their spreadsheet with all the books on it, mark down what you want, and then re-upload it, and it automatically makes your order.
There you go. But I'm thinking he just takes a magic marker and writes yes in big letters.
He just puts a line all the way down.
Thank you.
I'm curious, Mike. I know you listen. You should do a video showing us how it is that you do your DCBS order. Anyways, so there's a lot, and I miss a lot. And the thing is, I'm at a point now where I'm not enjoying certain things, okay? So, as you know, for example, I used to read all the books that Valiant put out. I still read them now, but I don't enjoy them as much as I used to.
Really?
Yeah, save for a couple. Like, I love Secret Weapons. It's, like, that's my jam.
Sure.
And then I really enjoy EXO as well. But the rest of them, like, they're fine. But I mean, you know, I can't like say no to that because the bundle's like, you know, $16. Actually, it's less than that now because they're only doing like 6 books, you know. So that's one example. And then other publishers, like let's just take Aftershock for example, since I'm doing a podcast on that too. Like I used to read most of their stuff, and then now I read all of their stuff. Because, like, every single thing they're putting out is freaking awesome. And it just feels a little different
You wouldn't be culling any of their Aftershock stuff.
I mean, if I were to cull one, it would be insects because it's my least favorite. But like one book on a DCBS order, that's like, you know, $1.50, $2. I don't know. I don't even know anymore, Nick. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I do add to cart. You can find $1.50 worth of enjoyment out of it.
Sure. Well, there's that too.
But the problem is the 30 or 40 books of Marvel that you do.
You don't have
$1.50 enjoyment out of.
And you know, that's exactly when I realized there was a problem. Because I always make fun of Marvel. Every time we talk Marvel with anybody, I make fun of Marvel. And about how shitty their books are. But then one day, I think it was Jack and I were talking. And I was like, oh yeah, I read, you know, like Moon Knight, Old Man Logan, and that's it. And I was like, oh wait, no, I read Mighty Thor too. Oh, well, I read this. Oh wait, yeah, I'm reading this one too. Oh, yeah, this was really good. Well, fuck, like next thing I know, I'm reading like 15, 20 books, and I don't even realize that it's a Marvel book that I'm reading. So I don't know if it's
make that's... mine Marvel.
No, thank you. So I don't know if that's
you're like, wait a minute, I have 25 books. I'm not make mine Marvel. Son of a B.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the problem with DCBS also, because if you wanted to bail off of 8 Marvel and 10 DC books, it would take like 2 months for them to be like, okay, you're off, right?
Well, that is an issue too, which I'll get back to in a second.
Oh, okay.
So that's when I realized I had a problem with Marvel. Because I was like, well, shit, I thought I was reading like 3 Marvel books. I'm reading like 20 Marvel books. And like most of them aren't that good. You know what I mean? Like there's a few standouts. But most of them aren't that good.
Okay, you say you're 3. You read 3 books, but really it's 20.
Right. So what does that say? Does that mean that I should get rid of the other 17 because I don't remember that I read them? Because, like, if I think about it, I can recall what happens in the books. But, like, if somebody's like, oh, yeah, Marvel this, and I'm just like, man, Marvel, fuck that, I don't read it.
I'm not
picking on Marvel, by the way. I'm just trying to use that as an example.
But see, this is why I wanted Paul to go through it and not be flippant about you, like, calling your order back. I wanted him really to break down. Because for me, the fun of hearing you break down why you're into something, that would be fascinating. Mm. And when you're saying, I really only read 4 Marvel books, but you're ordering 17 Marvel books, I would like to look at the other 12, 13 books that you're grabbing. And that's what I wanted out of Paul. I was like, I don't want it to be a joke. I want you to go through those 13 books and really have like you sit down and think about why am I grabbing those books? And it might be a simple fact of, well, I was grabbing them during Inhumans versus X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
So I was all in. And then, you know, I want Paul to be like, yeah, but after that event, you know, now why, you know, 3 months, 4 months later, why are you still reading those books or getting those books if they sort of tailed off for you after the event?
Sure.
And that's sort of, that's what I wanted you to get at. Like, is it just laziness? And it would be one thing if it was DCBS and you're like, well, the entire bundle, if I was to grab the entire bundle, it's only $10 more and I get 15 more comic books.
But like with Marvel, I don't even do a bundle.
Okay.
Right? Because like, so I've never done it. I always pick individual books with Marvel because I don't want everything because I don't like everything. You know, like Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, I don't even know if that's still coming out. But like, let's say it were. Like, that's not something I want to read. You know what I mean?
If I was getting it for free, I would read it.
Okay, but I'm not getting it for free, right?
Right.
So
I'm saying if you were to buy a bundle.
But at the same time, I want to go through it because I never know. A prime example of that was like when Mockingbird was coming out.
And I saw it, and I was like, I don't want to fucking read a Mockingbird book. Like, who wants to read a Mockingbird book? You know what I'm saying? And then I read it, and I was freaking blown away, man. Like, that was one of my favorite things Marvel was putting out at that time. And it was canceled for various reasons, but it was canceled. And, of course, that's another problem. Most of the books that I love reading end up getting canceled because apparently I'm the only one that wants to read them.
Well, on the flip side, I went to my LCBS and on purpose to get the Secret Weapons book and an XO. And the one book I really, really wanted to get, that's why I was asking you guys for suggestions of something new to try. The one I wanted to get had so much freaking hype on it. Guess what was sold out? That book.
That was Baby Teeth, right?
No.
Which one?
It was United States of...
Oh, Dysteria.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
They had issue 2 and issue 3, but, I mean, you know me. I want to read issue 1.
Like, right, sure.
I don't care if it's worth tons of money. I just want to read the damn thing. And I even asked the guy, is there a second printing? I'm like, I don't care to collect it. I just want to read the damn thing. So when that issue wasn't there and Baby Teeth number 1 wasn't there and there was one other one that I wanted to read and the issue 1 wasn't there, it was just like either my LCBS, they're not ordering enough number 1s, or like the Howard Chaykin one, they do their orders and then all of a sudden this social media S firestorm happens and they're caught off guard. So I can't really blame my LCBS for that. I'll blame them for Baby Teeth. Like, you should have had 4 number 1. Sorry. But, like, I can see Mockingbird is just the opposite. That just was, like, no one expected it. It came out of nowhere, and it was freaking brilliant. And it was just one of those supernovas that burned out and just didn't get traction, and no one read it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So after 6 months, they canceled the dang thing.
God, it was so good, though.
I know. I can't wait to read it.
Looking
forward to it.
But so that's funny though, because you've got like reverse Martinitis.
Yeah.
Because
absolutely.
Because you're a digital reader, but you're picking up certain books physically.
I like the feel of books.
See, so you get my drift then, right?
Here and there. I mean, but you have to understand, it's like going into a store before you had a driver's license and all of a sudden, like, your mom's like, yeah, you can pick up one candy bar.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you see a crap ton of candy bars and you haven't had a candy bar in like a month. Like, that's the excitement of, for me, going into an LCBS.
Well,
like,
that's when you get all the candy bars.
Well, now that's the problem. So that's why I purposely... But we've also discussed I refuse to spend cover price for a digital comic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, you have to give me a little extra in content or sell it to me for a dollar cheaper. Sure. Like, that digital file is not worth the same price as paper.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, it just isn't. Especially when they're not including, like, letter pages or, like... opinion pieces. I mean, the Gabriel Hardman and Invisible Republic?
Yes.
Like, the amount of extras in there and the writer just giving like op-ed pieces and like the history of why she included, you know, such and such.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. And you don't get that in the digital copy.
Right.
So it's just like, those are the things that I look for. I'm not looking for issue, like, number 1. I'm looking for I'll even take, like, the last issue of Lazarus. You know, if there's enough content in there, I'll go to my comic book store and buy it. Because there's so much extra added bonus to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I would love to hear your calling down, because I guarantee you some of the stuff will be like, well, I read Spider-Verse, and that was so good, so I just kept buying all the Spider-Man issues.
Well, and I mean, I love Spider-Verse, but I don't enjoy the Spider-Man books as much.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you loved X-Men versus Inhumans.
Yep.
Like, how many titles came out of that that, like, well, I liked it so much, you know what, I'm gonna get that Inhumans book.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 months after the event, it's like, well, I sort of remember the story. It was okay, but I sort of don't know why I'm getting it now.
Which, by the way, the new Inhumans book came out.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fantastic.
Oh, cool.
Christopher Priest is writing it.
Well, there's the answer.
It is pretty fantastic. All right. I think it's only a mini, though. Like, 4 issues? 6 issues? I don't know. Anyways.
I gotcha. I mean, you saw what I bought at that Half Price Books.
Yes.
And the only reason was, guess what? Those floppies were half price, the cover price of what I would be buying if I bought it even digitally. It would be half the price. So it was like, why not buy the floppies? But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn around and give those away to whomever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the next box I send out, those are going right into them. Because I don't want to collect them. Sure. I don't have room to, like, hold on to stuff. So I'll throw them in a box and send them out to the next person I'm sending a box to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you getting, like, 70 issues every week, every month? Oh, my God. Like, those long boxes have got to be piling up at the end of the year.
Well, and that's another problem. So I haven't finalized my list yet, but I started making a spreadsheet.
Oh, good.
I did. I will tell you, Nick, for the majority of books,
mm-hmm.
I'm about 6 weeks behind.
See, this is... Didn't I tell you? How did I go from floppies into trades and then trades into digital?
Mm-hmm.
Because I went 6 weeks, and then all of a sudden it became 3 months, and then I had like 7 to 8 issues piled up, and by that time the next week I went into my comic book store and there's the trade of the 7 issues that I have sitting at home that I didn't even touch.
Yep.
And that was the pushing point. But also that was the pushing point when trades were a heck of a lot cheaper than buying the floppies.
Sure.
Now it's almost, it's a $5 book, you know, and there's 5 issues in it, and the trade is $24.99. Like, there's no value. Like, what? And you're giving it to me on crappier paper.
Mm-hmm.
As well as taking out all the extras.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's, God. So you're 6 weeks behind.
Yep. I was getting caught up, and then I fell behind again.
Jeez. And does that stress you out at all?
No, it doesn't.
The pile up part.
Well, yes, that does stress me out.
Yeah.
And so that's part of the reasoning, right? So there's multiple reasons why I want to go digital. Cuz if I go digital, then I don't have piles of shit piling up everywhere. You know what I'm saying? My wife is not going to say to me, "Hey Martin, when is enough enough?"
Oh, for sure.
Right? Which has almost happened several times.
When I finally hooked Paul into getting more digital, I told it, like, one time we were talking and I'm like, oh, I would love to read that issue. I have it, but I'm about 3 months back. And he's like, 3 months back? And I'm like, yeah, I grab all of my books from like months before and I follow chronologically with how I purchased them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I never miss a book. And he's like, oh, really? That? And he goes, because I always miss books because I'll get in like a habit of I want to read Spider-Man. So I just type in Spider-Man and I pull up those books and I download them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no. I go by month. I go date bought.
Mm-hmm.
So to your point, I am just now reading September 2016.
Oh, wow.
I'm that far behind. But it doesn't matter. I'm not stressed whatsoever because it's digital. So it's just like, they just pile up on the cloud. And then I download 10 books at a time and keep them on my tablet.
Well, and so the thing is, I wonder, like, how much of that is feeling the need to keep up with what our friends are enjoying and talking about. You know what I'm saying? Just like
to be truthful, that's the hardest thing to get over.
Right? Exactly. So
for me, I haven't read X-Men versus Inhumans,
mm-hmm.
and I've already heard so much about it. But to be honest with you, I sort of turn that part around, and I just get excited to hear like other people's excitement for it, knowing that in 6 months I'll read it.
Sure.
But sure. You do podcasts where you're reviewing Aftershock, where you're reviewing like you have to be a lot more trendy than I do.
But here's the thing about that though, like those podcasts, I get free copies from the publishers, so I don't need to buy them. But I do anyway. Right, because I enjoy the publisher, yeah. So I want to support them.
You want to support them,
right?
But also, you want to be part of a discussion, don't you? Regarding the issues that you don't get free, like you're not getting Batman free, you're not getting Marvel for free,
correct?
But don't you still want to be like in those Twitter conversations, and you know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. Like, that's what I mean. Yeah, you're right. You're right. And in even stuff, and this is the weird thing, right? Because I get a lot of books, and I get stuff that some people don't read, and then some that like fit different people, right? So like we all make fun of Aaron because he hates everything, right? But I mean, Aaron gets a good bit of books, and he does enjoy a good bit of books. He also dislikes a good bit of books. Now, why he's reading stuff he doesn't enjoy, that I don't understand, right? And like, if you don't like something, just don't read it.
I've asked that question to him directly.
But I know you have. But so like everything that I get, I enjoy. So my thing is like, at what level of enjoyment warrants me to continue reading a book, right? Because I think I'm more than fair to every book. Like, I'll try... Yes. I even, like, read Squirrel Girl, and I was like, fuck this, I'm done. Like, no.
Same here.
But, like, I'll do an arc. Like, I think that's more than fair. And yeah. Matter of fact, I think that's maybe unfair to me, right? If I decide to read a book, and the first issue is shit, and I give it 4 issues, in many ways, that's unfair to the reader.
You're in an abusive relationship.
Correct, because I'm spending $16 for me to get to the end of your book and be like, "Fuck this shit," and throw it out the window. You know what I'm saying? Like, start the burn pile. We're about to have a bonfire.
The sad thing is, I do the same thing, but I'm buying the trade on a Comixology sale instead of $16.99. It's probably $4.99.
Right.
And then I throw it onto the burn pile too, even though I didn't get $5 worth of enjoyment out of it. Mm-hmm. I want to throw it on the burn pile. But the issue with my habit compared to yours, you could actually save Squirrel Girl or Mockingbird because you're supporting them day one.
Sure, right.
Where by the time it gets to me and they're getting my money, it's already on sale, so the percentage is so fractioned, and it's 9 months after the first issue hit. So guess what? If that thing already tanked and is bottoms up, it's gone.
Well, so, all right.
I'm not saving the comics industry. You possibly are.
I know what you're saying. I don't know if I necessarily agree though. You're talking about like getting it on like digitally as a trade, right?
I'm talking about waiting for the sale on that trade.
Right. Right. So I don't know if that's if I agree completely. So if, all right, I love buying trades. I love trades. I know you love trades as well. You get a lot from the library. I've just started doing that.
It's pretty easy.
It is very easy. My library doesn't have a big selection, and I don't want to be searching for it. But I might try. But I do love buying trades.
Mm-hmm.
I get all my trades on Amazon. I don't do half price books or all that other stuff. I do all my trades on Amazon because it's cheap. It might not be as cheap as half price books sometimes, but it is still cheaper than cover price. And I get them in 2 days.
Yep, you're Prime. Yeah. So,
and I'm Prime.
They're free shipping as well.
So I don't need to wait because, you know, like half price books sometimes takes a while.
Yeah, so does in stock trades.
And so does in stock trades. So I like that I can have it in 2 days because generally like if I get excited about something and I order it on Amazon, like I want to continue that high. Right. So I'm like, oh fuck yeah. I want to read that. I'm going to order it. Bam. And then I'm super excited because I'm going to get it in 2 days. Right. And then even if it's not as good, like I don't feel bad that I got it. Right. Because it's a trade. I'm still buying it from the publisher. Because I'm paying less, it's more likely that I'll feel like I got my money's worth. And that's really bad to say, by the way. Like, think about the amount of work that goes into a comic or putting a trade together. And for you or I to say, like, well, this comic's a piece of shit at $3.99 or, you know, $2.99 or $1.99 or whatever. Or this trade is a piece of shit at like $8.99. Like, it's fucking peanuts. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
it's peanuts.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you consider the amount of people that it takes, the amount of work, the amount of effort, the amount of talent, regardless of whether you feel like there's a lot of talent involved, but the amount of talent, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's like a disposable commodity. You know, like buying trash bags at the dollar store.
See, I fall back on the entertainment now.
Well, yes.
When I'm buying a lot of my comics sale, so they're, you know, 99 cents, whatever, $1.99 on sale. And I, to your point, I'll go see Valerian and spend $15 just for myself, $15. And I can guarantee you I can find any brand new comic out there, and I could probably find $15 worth of value. That's why, like, 99-cent comic, I'm going to find my value. Like, even if it's garbage, it's like, yeah, but it was only 99 cents.
Oh, dude, I'm totally with you on that. With you on that.
When you recommend stuff, especially small label stuff, it's like, dude, I will happily go out and buy some crime noir stuff, because I know, like, Aftershock, you don't think that what they need their money now,
right? Exactly.
To wait by the time I buy it on sale on Comixology, it's too late. Like, how are they going to expand with just waiting for people like me waiting to get stuff like that?
That's a great point. God, you bring, I should keep show notes, Nick, for real. We need show notes. We need show notes.
And I hate to say it, you go to a con and you talk to Joe Pruitt, right?
Yes.
You talk to him just for 10 minutes, or Adam Glass, and that's why you support that entire, like, publication.
Correct.
Like, you see and hear the passion and you get excited for it. Now, will I judge me buying a comic for $3.99 differently than 99 cents? Absolutely. But you also give them a little leash, knowing, like, Adam Glass is going to hit that. He will swing for the fences. It might not be a home run every time, but at least he gets up there and swings. And same with Joe. Like, there's so much passion there. It's like, you want to support that. But, you know, I hate to say it, like, the Marvel, like, roll, the DC roll, like, me buying their comics, that ain't gonna break their bank. They ain't even gonna feel that.
So god damn it, there's another. Nick, start keeping show notes, god damn it.
What?
All right, so on the pricing.
Yes.
You know what? No, I want to do pricing later, because I think that's gonna get a little bit deeper.
Okay.
I think what you said is a good point, and it makes me wonder if, when I do my pull list culling, if what I need to do is just pretty much get rid of any Marvel and DC and keep all the other stuff.
Can I suggest something?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm even going to take Batman off that list. I say you get rid of Marvel and DC, and then when you're instead of calling, you walk through previews before talking to Paul or whatever, and you read descriptions of every Marvel and DC and then put it onto your list. And I think you'd be shocked at how few comic books you're going to put on that list for whatever reason. Hmm. But just don't blindly, like, I'm going to put all Batmans on there. Because guess what? You might not like All-Star Batman and Robin.
No, I'm not saying all Batmans. I'm talking about, like, Batman proper. Well, and Detective. If I ever say anything about dropping Batman or enjoying Batman, it generally relates to both Batman and Detective. Because those have always been the mainstays. Although I do enjoy other Bat family books, right?
Yeah.
Like Red Hood, I really love. Matter of fact, I love it more than Batman. So, yes.
But I would start at ground zero and then build up that list and see, like, because I think you'd be surprised at how few you get from both companies.
You're probably right.
Because the days of, like, I hate to say it, even the days of when Snyder was writing Batman, I think those long runs like that, I think those are the rainbow unicorns right there. So all of a sudden, one month, you could be reading in previews like, oh, the new creative team for such and such book. Well, I don't really care for them, even though I like Hulk or whatever.
Mm.
But I don't really care for them. And I'll skip it. And then all of a sudden, 3 months later, you might find, oh, there is a good team on it now. Okay, let me sign up.
Sure. Right.
But you know what I'm saying? But you saved yourself three months worth of... And I mean, let's be honest. $12 you can easily find in your wallet. But that $12 you could also be putting towards like EC Classics or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yes. And I mean, ultimately it comes down to how much do I value my time? And I don't think people ever think about that when mm-hmm. they make purchases, right?
For sure.
So, I mean, I know what my time is worth, right? Like, generally, I try to take... I mean, I make salary at work. It's not an hourly job. Mm-hmm. But whenever I feel like there's something that it's going to eat up a lot of time, I try to value it based on how much I would make if I made an hourly wage. Mm-hmm. And so, you know... I got to think about that when I make this pull list, right? So yeah.
Not creating a library.
No, absolutely.
And I hate to say, like, the breaking point for me, and I don't know if you're there yet, but the breaking point for me was realizing how many times do I actually dip back into my long boxes to reread something.
Right.
And that was the point, because I hate to say it, I could dip back into my long boxes now, or I have about 500 digital items on my tablet waiting for me that I've never read, as yes. well as probably 150, 200 trades in my closet that I have never, ever read.
Sure.
So it's like, do I really want to dip back in and read a book a second time? Like, that takes a lot for me to do.
Well, and so the problem has become really exactly that, right? Because if I'm investing, let's say, in an arc, right? I'm okay with ordering from DCBS, you know, 2 or 3 months ahead. But then what happens when I hate that arc?
Yeah.
Right. Like I'm gonna have at least one more issue after the arc.
Probably two.
Maybe two.
By the time you roll around and get it.
Yep. But that I ordered that I don't want to read.
Yep.
Because I didn't enjoy the first four. Right. Or the first three, whatever.
Absolutely. And I mean, to your point, your time's pretty valuable. Are you going to read a brand new book, or are you going to reread Batman Bloom?
Right. Correct.
Like, that's the part, like, I get that you're a Batman fan, but there's even trades that I'm sure you're like, you know how many trades of Batman I'd read before Bloom? Like, 90% of them. So for you to probably double dip on that. Bloom, or like, I get reading it once, but do you need that physical copy?
Sure.
Because in your head, you know, but at least I can reread that. Like, you probably won't reread that.
Correct. But I mean, you can say the same thing about trades. Like, how many times will you read a trade?
Oh, hey, I totally agree. Absolutely. It takes a classic for me to want to go back and reread.
Right.
That's why, like, Crisis on Infinite Earths, I mean, how many times have I preached that 52 event?
Sure.
It's just stuff like that that I will always be able to fit that in every other year, every year, mm-hmm. and reread that. But I'm not going to go back and read Spider-Man issue 222. You know, I'm not going to pick that up
mm-hmm.
and read it over and over and over again.
Yep.
So that's why buying them on sale, I'm like, well, at least I have them.
Yep.
Or Marvel Unlimited, guess what? I can, with Marvel Unlimited, it's great because all you have to do is slide your finger down the alphabet order. And I'm pretty sure when I stop my finger, I'll open up a page grid, and I guarantee you there's something on that page I will be interested in reading.
Hmm.
You know, and it's usually something I've never read before. So
here's the problem, though. Well, actually, a couple problems. And I know, based on the things that I've said, some people are like, well, you jackass, your solution is to go to your local comic book shop. And my answer to that is, no, you're obviously not fucking listening to this goddamn podcast. If I had time to go to my local shop to pick up my books, then I would just do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. Okay? And some people are like, well, you got time. You podcast like 3 times a week. Listen, you don't fucking get it. I'm podcasting at like 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't have time during the day.
And I hate to say it, you're not going to be going to your comic book store every week. So all of a sudden, you're going to have like 3 weeks worth of stuff sitting in that box, and you're going to run into the same problem.
Well,
all of a sudden, it's just going to start stacking up on you.
Nick, if Amazon delivered groceries to my house, then I wouldn't need to leave the house. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, who was it that posted that MoviePass thing? Ronnie, I think?
That sounds right.
I was excited about it because I was like, well, shit, yeah. I can watch, like, brand new movies in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked at the app and looked at the screenshots and I was like, wait, why is it asking me to select movie times?
Yep.
And then I was like, oh, like, I have to go to the movie theater?
Yep.
Like, fuck that.
Did you hear about that new movie service? I forget the name of it. That it releases the ability for you to stream brand new movies day one,
yes,
from like out of the box office, but it costs like 40-50 bucks.
Yeah, it's 50 bucks. It's what's his name, the guy that did was it Kaza or whatever it was? No, Napster, the Napster guy.
Sure.
What's his name? Whatever his name is.
Yeah,
he was in the Facebook movie. Yeah, he's the one doing that. Yeah, like, I'm not gonna pay 50 bucks for that.
But see, I hate to say it, like, everyone up in arms about that. If you took your freaking family to the next, like, whatever, Finding Dory film, you're going to be paying way over 50 bucks. Are you kidding me?
Yes, but I'm not going to the movies. You see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I'm watching this from the convenience of my home. So,
some people
would say, well, hey, you should pay extra because you have a convenience fee. To which I would say, no, you're fucking retarded, because I'm watching it on my TV, not on a giant screen.
Right, but also you're watching a movie that you could invite over many people to watch, is my point. It isn't $50 just for one person. It could be.
Sure.
But if you're doing it for a family of five, you know you're going to go see the show, and it's going to be a hell of a lot more than $50.
All right, but if you have a family of five, chances are that means you have kids. Right. And I guarantee you there's very few movies that you will want to watch with a family of five.
Probably.
Okay, sure. So like I might go see something with my wife, just us, right? Or one of us might go take the one kid to go see something, or and the other one go see something else with the other kid. Mm-hmm. Like, there's very few films that we would all want to see together. But you know what? Sure. At this point, like, what's the fucking matter? Like, it'll be out streaming in, you know, 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, especially if Amazon produced it.
Right. So why would I spend $50 at a movie theater when I could just wait 4 to 6 weeks and rent it for $3.99?
I agree.
Right? On the same screen.
But see, I'm also, like, people railing against that $50 price point. It's like, aren't you the same people that are paying how much for a pack of cigarettes, or or paying like $7 for a coffee?
Well, like, I mean, the thing is, those people are fucking stupid, right? Like, people are always going to find a reason to complain about something.
Correct. Right? Yeah.
So, same thing. And everyone's like, wait a second, you guys were talking about comics. What happened to that? Listen, I'm making a fucking point. Listen to the goddamn podcast. Enjoy yourself. Welcome.
Does Daryl not know that this is a roller coaster on fire? Come on now.
Listen.
We're off the rails all the time.
Listen, Daryl brought the Valiant podcast back. Okay. I listened to it. I think he alienated every Valiant fan in the world.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. He didn't do that. I just like to make fun of Daryl.
Okay.
He's awesome. Well, I love Daryl. Don't tell him I said that.
I'm still Team Daryl. He knows it.
Well, you know what? I should check on that poll. But the thing is, if you didn't vote for Mike's option, like, that's fine. But you're an asshole.
You're a dumb.
Anyways, back to this comic thing.
Yes.
There's some issues though, Nick. There's issues. So I mentioned one. The local comic book shop thing, whatever, that's fine. Like, if that works for you, that's fine. Like, I'm totally for supporting your local shop.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm totally for it.
Same here.
And look, I buy enough books that I could, I'm sure, cover his rent every month. Okay? But the thing is, the way that I get my books now, I get a deep discount.
Yeah, and, hell yeah.
And no shop could afford to give me the discount that DCBS does.
Right.
Okay? The shop that I go to sometimes, I used to go a lot more often, but go to sometimes, their pull list discount is like 10%.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yes, I could get some extra books with the money that I save from certain books. But with DCBS, I can get like twice the books. You know what I mean? Well, I don't know about twice, but let's just say like a third more.
Yeah, I can't blame. It's all economics. Son.
Economics. And I don't have to go anywhere. Nick, I can. Uh-huh. I get home. You know what I'm saying? I take my pants off. I'm just hanging out in my underwear.
Yeah.
Okay. My dick maybe is flopping out. I don't know. My ass crack showing.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I mean, it happens sometimes.
Oh, God. The visual. Julian, turn off the podcast.
I don't know. I'm just saying. If my dad's listening, I apologize. My dad does listen.
He does?
Yeah. Not to every episode, but he does listen.
Hold on. Nelson. Please turn off the podcast.
He's like, God damn it. I raised this motherfucker in church.
I raised him right. What happened?
Sorry, buddy. I love you anyway. But then, like, so the next thing is going digital, right? Like, the convenience factor, without a doubt. Like, I will give you that. It is convenient, mm-hmm. right? Because I go to the website. I click buy or subscribe or whatever. Matter of fact, subscribe is better because I press that one time and like I never think about it again.
Sure.
Right? But then the problem is I'm paying $3.99 for a fucking digital book.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
You know what that is?
A scam is what that is.
a problem.
No, it's a scam.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
But the bonus of it, because I know you like keeping up with current chit-chat,
mm-hmm.
the bonus of hitting that subscribe button, unlike DCBS, if all of a sudden you find out a horrible creative team's coming or the book takes a complete like 90-degree turn on you, guess what? You can unsubscribe. You don't have to get any more issues.
Exactly.
It's done.
Exactly.
You're voting with the wallet.
So that's a plus. So like that almost makes it worth the $3.99. No, it does. And I'm gonna tell you why. I didn't say it does, but it almost does. Mm-hmm. Like if you're a person that is getting a handful of books, it definitely does not justify it. But sure. If you're getting 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, whatever, 200 books a month, then it does. Because then, well, if you're doing, you know, like DCBS, for example, because when you don't like a book and you know for sure that you don't like it, you click unsubscribe, you no longer get it, you're not spending that extra money. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, like, if you're ordering 2-3 months in advance, like, you're going to keep getting books, Nick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're pretty much spending that money anyway.
But you're also not saving 50%. So you're either going to have to cull that list down by 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Or get away from current books. Not completely, but you almost have to separate out your lists and, like, you know what, I'm only going to subscribe to a quarter of my pull list right now. The other quarter is going to be when that stuff goes on sale. And then you drop 50% of your books.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way it's financially going to make sense.
Sure.
Because DCBS is saving you 50%.
Correct. Well, not for... Yes. Not for pretty everything. That's why I said, like, saving a third.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it depends how you take a look. Like, if you take into account shipping and all that, too, I guess so, yeah.
What's Comixology saving you?
Well, a whole lot of nothing.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So here's another point.
And I hate to say it, Marvel Unlimited, if they were smart, they'd be selling their comic book, their new comic books, at that 20, 25% off.
Yes.
Like, why get them at Comixology? You can come to Marvel. And buy them right there. Here's a discount. It's digital, baby.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I don't get it.
No, what I don't get is the pricing. Here's what they need to do, Nick. And look, I totally get it, right? Like, the shops are their bread and butter. And if you listen to this and you own a shop, then I apologize for what I'm about to say. But point of fact is, when you put out a digital file, it costs you zero to do that.
Not zero.
Well, to put it out, yes. Including the other costs, not including like paying the writer and the artist and the colorist and the letterer and the editors and blah blah blah.
You still have all that expense.
Correct.
When you take that same digital file and sell it for the second time, that point on. That's all zero.
Yes. So, well, and that's kind of like trades, right? So, by the time a trade comes out for a book, it pretty much costs them zero. Because all the material is already collected.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, all they're paying for is to print the book, right? And so, the overhead is much smaller. Therefore, the profit is much bigger on trades.
Sure.
And nobody argue with me on that, by the way. This is like industry fact. Go talk to somebody that fucking publishes a comic book.
Or, you know what they should do? Go talk to somebody who gives a shit.
Well, there's also that.
Because we don't want to.
Because I don't give a shit. I just want to read my comics and enjoy them.
Yeah.
What was I saying? God, I lost my train of thought.
You were talking about new comics and happening to cult.
Oh, the pricing. That's right, the pricing. So here's the thing. A physical comic is $3.99 because the shops need to make a profit, or a certain amount of profit. Generally, like with retailers, the perfect pricing on reselling a retail product would be 50%. Now, this is not true of every book, but this is true of a lot of books, where a shop would buy a book from, let's say, Diamond, because they're the only ones that distribute books, from Diamond for, I don't know, $185, $195, $225, tops. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so the rest of the money, when they put it on the shelf, it becomes a $4 book. Okay? That's simple economics. You know what I'm talking about? Go fucking go back to school, take an economics class. I don't know what to tell you. That's the that's the way fucking shit works when you buy stuff. Okay? It's like when you go to a supermarket and buy food. Like, does an apple actually cost? What's an apple cost? I don't fucking know. All right, let's do something else. Avocados. Because all the hipsters love avocados.
Yes.
Does an avocado cost, I don't know, $1.50, $2? Fuck no. Okay? The avocado farmer grows the avocado, and he might put in 25 cents into it, let's just say. And then he has to pay somebody to pick the avocado. Let's say that cost another 25 cents. Okay? So now it's a 50-cent avocado. Then that farmer has to sell it to somebody so that they can come pick it up and take it to the supermarket. Okay, so what's a shop supermarket near you? Like, do you have Bilo, Ingles? I don't know.
Mariano's, Jewel.
Okay, cool. Mariano's. So Mariano's goes to the avocado farmer who spent 50 cents on his avocado, and he's like, "I'll give you 75 cents." Okay, I'll give you a dollar. Let's just make it easy. I'll give you a dollar. Okay.
Sure.
And the avocado farmer's like, fuck yeah. Okay, that covers my costs plus a little extra. So, of course, Mariano spent a dollar on the avocado. Mariano's needs to make money. So they're going to sell it for $1.50, $2 an avocado.
Mm-hmm.
Simple economics. Okay. And I said, look, again, the perfect thing is to increase 50% on each step of production. Okay. So it might cost 10 cents to make something, but by the time it gets to the customer, it'll be a $10 item because everybody in between needs to get a piece of the pie at a certain percentage. And it's the same way with comics. Okay. So if the shop is buying it for $185, $195, that's what the suggested retail price is, $3.99, $4.99, whatever it is. Okay. That way the publisher has all their costs accounted for, and it allows the shops to make a certain percentage to continue buying these books. Because ultimately, we are not customers to the comic book publishers. The comic book shops are customers to the comic book publishers.
Right.
With digital, it seems to me like it should be completely different. Okay? So, once that cost is covered, and I guess it's probably only true as long as physical copies are still around. Like if floppies ever went away, then I could maybe understand the price tag, right? But because digital copies are a secondary market, and the bulk of the cost of a book goes into actually printing a physical book, it seems to me like a physical copy should be $2.99, not $3.99. Okay? And for the $4.99 books, I would say go fuck yourselves, because I'm not paying $5 for a digital file. Right? Like, I think for a physical comic, $2.99 is probably about as much as I'm willing to spend, regardless of the publisher. And of course, that's why, like, I'll buy stuff when it's on sale, right? Like, you sent me some links in the past couple weeks. I bought all the Mr. Miracle stuff that was on Comixology. I bought all of it. because it was like a, I don't know, a buck an issue maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. I bought like 60 books. That's all I know.
Nice.
I bought all of them, and that makes sense, right?
But isn't this the same conundrum that video games are having right now?
Well, so but it goes beyond that though.
Because I'm just saying they're still, they feel like they're beholden to the brick and mortar stores, and that's why you don't see a lot of digital getting good price rebates in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But I gotta say, the last couple of years, you know, especially with Steam picking up Steam, and more and more GameStop's closing, Best Buy's closing, that all of a sudden you can go on and see, like, on the PlayStation Store, you can see, like, you'll see Call of Duty coming out, like, in 3 weeks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have, like, here's a 20% off. Like, I can't find that at Target. I don't find that at GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
But there it is, like, on, you know, buy it digitally. And that's brand new.
Sure.
And people have been calling for that to happen for ages.
Hmm.
So I think comics are going to get there. Sooner or later, DC or Marvel are going to be like, sorry, brick and mortars, you know, we want to increase the value to our digital portfolio. So we have to give, you know, a good sale on digital copies.
Well, and I think that's going to take a while, though. I mean, I would say
for sure.
Minimum 10, realistically, maybe 20 years. Because right now, they have to put out physical comics. Because the majority of people buying comics are people my age, you know, in their 30s.
All you old people.
Well, I mean, like, my generation is the generation that grew up during the 90s era of comics.
You guys screwed the comic industry.
No, we did not screw the comics industry. You guys screwed the comic industry.
You screwed the comic industry.
No, you guys, because when we were growing up, we could afford maybe a couple of books a month, whereas you old fuckers could afford all the garbage that was coming out at the time.
We haven't seen each other in so long, and now we're... I don't like it.
But the thing is, not just my generation, but, like, I mean, going up, like, you're not that much. Nick, you're only, like, 6 months older than me. But, you know, like, people in, we'll just say, the mid-30s through 50s, I would say at least, are the people that are sustaining physical comic book sales.
Oh, for sure.
Right? Like, kids don't fucking buy comic books, dude.
No.
Right? Like,
unless it's based on a video game or a TV show.
They'll go on YouTube and watch somebody flip through pages. Okay, that's how they read comic books. Like, kids don't fucking read comic books.
Nope.
Now, they might buy a digital comic book. Maybe. Or they might read one if, like, mom and dad bought them one. But then that comes out to the same fact. Fucking mom and dad bought them. And guess what? That's 30 plus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So maybe, like, in 20 years, or shit, maybe even 30 years, I don't know, it might go even deeper than that. There's not going to be anybody fucking buying comic books except, you know, like, old retired men.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody else is going to be reading on Comixology or whatever the fuck the thing is at the time. It'll be directly injected into your brain.
Yeah, that's why Hollywood's jumping on the bandwagon. Going after comic creators and publishers, because it's a lot easier to grab those IPs than to come up with your own IP.
Right.
That's why they go after Mark Miller and stuff like that.
Yep.
So, I mean, it totally makes sense, because what, a decade ago? It seems like every movie company was trying to go after, like, television show IPs.
But, by the way,
to make a movie of that.
Do you follow him on Twitter?
Yeah.
Miller, did you see his tweet about being on holiday?
No.
Oh my god, it was hilarious. Like, some people are, I'm sure, read it and they're like, this motherfucker. Fuck this guy. But it was something to the effect of, like, thanks to everyone for the congratulations or whatever on the Netflix deal. Like, my wife and I were hanging out with Mr. and Mrs. Cumberbatch or whatever. I was like, this motherfucker's hanging out with Doctor Strange on vacation. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's doing all right for himself.
He's such a pimp. I was expecting it to go the way of just writing you from a vacation that you all paid for. Thank you. Like, he's that dicky, which is so good. It's so refreshing to hear.
Ooh. Anyways.
There is not a filter on that man, and that's why I love him.
By the way, Donnie Cates is going to be writing Doctor Strange. I have to read that.
Yeah, that should be on your pull list.
Oh, it's on my pull list.
Well,
anything that has Donnie Cates' name on it, mm-hmm. I will buy.
I want to read a mystical, magical book from him because you know I don't like horror. But you could tell I was sort of coming around because I even said, I'm going to go to my comic book store over the weekend and buy Baby Teeth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yep.
Like, he has made me interested in reading a horror book, and it's been years since I've done that.
Yeah, Baby Teeth is awesome, man. The third issue just came out last week, I think it was.
Yeah, I saw it in the store.
Mm-hmm. It's great. Good stuff. And what's the other one he does? Redneck? That's really good, too.
They didn't have issue one of that, or I would have got it.
It's like, I want to say it's like Southern Bastards with vampires, if Southern Bastards was a good book. Because Southern Bastards is a hot piece of shit.
Wow. All right, it's too late to arguing about an awesome book. So.
No. I see that in jest, of course. But the thing is, like, dude, I live in the South, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I've tried to read Southern Bastards. But here's the thing, Nick. If I want to read Southern Bastards, like, I'll just go outside and, like, watch my neighbors. You know what I mean?
So you're saying it's too real?
Yeah, I don't fucking need that shit.
Okay.
I don't need that shit. Anyways. I mean, dude, my neighbor across the street is like straight out of the movie Psycho. You know what I mean?
I know. I like it.
My next door neighbor might be a Nazi. I don't know.
Oh, well, you're in the South.
So, by the way, I don't live in a bad area. Just before anybody says that, I live in a very nice area. I just have crazy fucking neighbors. So I don't know. Like, the full price digital kind of bothers me, Nick.
Yeah, as it should.
Yeah, it kind of bothers me. Now, with that said, I'm considering re-upping Marvel Unlimited.
Yeah.
Because I almost feel like there's really nothing at Marvel that I can't wait 6 months for.
Right.
So I think I'm okay with that. I wish that DC would do an Unlimited. And I've heard...
Don't you think it's only a matter of time?
Well, I've heard their grumblings already. That maybe next year.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but like... I don't want to wait till next year. I want the fucking thing now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, jeez.
But then that just leaves the indies, which is good. Because sure. I'm more than willing to support that. Like, I'm more than willing to buy all the Aftershock books and all the Lionforge books and all the Valiant books, mm-hmm. Amigo comics, like, all that shit. I'm more than happy to do that. And I mean, like, that would be an automatic, you know, call of the pull list.
That would be good.
But I just don't know, Nick. I just don't know.
I think you have so much more to read that getting hooked up on you want to talk about the new stuff. I got news for you. I don't read a lot of that. And whenever I post a picture of what I am reading, whether it's a Batman Elseworlds book or... you know, New 52 event or something, I get plenty of responses of people like, heck yeah, that was good, blah, blah, blah. Like, you can be engaged in any conversation you're looking for. You post up pictures on your EC Classics, I guarantee you, you can start the flood right there. Or are you just so hooked into, I need to know what Batman Metal is? You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to be part of that conversation.
Well, and since you said that, not only did I order Batman Metal, I also purchased a digital copy of it.
Oh.
Not because I felt like it was going to be so amazing, but because...
Couldn't wait?
Because I get a box twice a month.
So you couldn't wait the 2 weeks?
I couldn't, because I know that some asshole...
Sucker.
...is going to start talking about it.
Sucker.
So you see my dilemma, Nick. Like, it's almost like I have to just go all digital. And that's
I heard the Brinks truck backing up that all of the writers and artists of Batman Metal, and they were all saying thank you, Martin. I didn't hear exactly what you
the
said.
The book's already sold out and going to second print, so like it's not me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know. But thank God you bought two copies, because you know that means the world to them.
And if it's terrible, I'm gonna be so mad.
But see, you're in a completely different boat. You don't want that stuff to be spoiled, where I look at, like, Clone Conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't read it yet. I just bought it. It was on sale a month ago. But even when that was happening month to month and you would tell me stuff or somebody else would tell me stuff, it's like it never felt ruined to me. I always just looked forward to it. And even when you guys slammed on certain events that I was excited for, I was just like, they don't know what those guys are talking about.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, in those conversations, we were avoiding spoiler stuff. Because we're not a bunch of we are a bunch of assholes. But, like, at the same time, we're respectful of our group. You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody's not going to be reading something for a while, like, that conversation on that thing will go somewhere else.
Mm.
Right. So
my point is I never cared.
Well, and that's fine if you don't care, but like, I care. I don't want shit spoiled.
But people also look to you as, I want your opinion on Batman.
And that's another problem.
They ain't looking to you like, I wonder what Mike has to say about Silver Surfer.
Sure.
You didn't put your, you know, stake in the ground on Silver Surfer.
Sure. Well, which becomes another problem, right? Because of the podcast, like, there are people outside just my friends that want to know what I think about something.
Yeah.
And I can't be like, well, I'm not reading that. I mean, I could.
You could.
I could.
You could.
I could. But, like, I'm not going to. If somebody were to say, I don't know, what's a book that comes into my head? All right. If somebody were to come on Twitter and be like, hey, Martin, what'd you think of Tales of the Suicide Forest? I mean, like, I can give him my opinion because I read it. But, like, for most people, like, they wouldn't even know what the fuck Tales of the Suicide Forest is. Right? So if they're asking for an opinion on a particular thing, chances are, like, they know it's something that I would be reading.
Mm.
Right? Like, generally when I get asked questions about books, it's like Aftershock books, Lion Forge books, Valiant books, DC books. Very rarely do I get questions about Marvel books, because most people understand I don't enjoy Marvel as much. Okay? Or, like, nobody asked me about Zenoscope books. Like, I don't read any Zenoscope books, okay?
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
So people start asking Martin about Zenoscope books, so he feels obligated to buy them because he wants to be part of the conversation.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Thank you.
I'm not doing that. Although,
people, make sure you reach out to him. hello at Nerdy Legion and at Geekvine on Twitter. He doesn't pay attention to Facebook anymore, so leave him alone. there.
No.
But make sure he.
I want to briefly talk about that at the end of this, by the way.
And please send him the DCBS code for the entire line of Zenoscope, because he wants to be part of that conversation. Because he just said he doesn't want to miss out.
What I need everyone to do is use my DCBS affiliate code so I can make some money. How about that? I'm just kidding. I don't have one.
I just want to make sure that you get the DCBS code for it.
I need to get one. I wonder if they give me one. Oh my god, if they gave me a code, I would just keep buying all the books. Because then they... I don't know. Anyway.
You're scaring me. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, come on.
Because if I had somebody come up to me on wherever, whatever social media platform they want to, and be like, Nick, what do you think of Dota? Guess what? I'm not going to be firing up Dota just so I can have that conversation.
No. You missed the point. Like, usually the questions that I get about specific comics are comics that most likely I'm reading. If that makes sense. So like,
no,
that's why I'm not getting Zetascope questions or like IDW stuff or I don't know, Titan comics, because people know I don't read that.
I get the Batman, because you've always been there with Batman.
Sure.
But all the other stuff, I don't see why you even could. I don't see why you're not at least chalking it up to, you know what, the other stuff I can get in trade. Because I need a break so I can catch up.
Well, and I'm almost to that point, Nick. But again, I would still have minimum 2 months worth of boxes coming in.
Sure.
And I mean, it wasn't tough switching to that, but switching out of it would be. Actually, you know what? Switching to was a little difficult, because I had to get my books from my local shop and make my DCBS order, and then it would take 2 months to get it. So I think during that 2 month period, I was doing only digital books. I got to go back and check. I might have gotten some things in floppies from the local shop, but yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't want to pay full price for a digital copy. And here's ultimately my biggest issue with digital books, which I'm surprised hasn't come up, is the fact that I don't own these books. Now, I know Valiant does DRM free. There are a lot of the smaller publishers do DRM free books. Digital right management, which means if I no longer have a Comixology account, I can still read my fucking books. That's pretty.
You
much
can take
it.
That. You can take that file with you.
Correct.
Yep.
Marvel and DC will never do that, right? So,
no. And why would they?
And so all those books I just wouldn't have.
Right.
And hence my suggestion earlier about maybe just switching to trades for that. But then it's like so complicated, right? So if I do everything digital, Marvel and DC in trade, but I'm still going to get Batman and floppies, Batman and Detective, then I'm in all three worlds, and that just complicates my life. I try to simplify my life. You know what I mean?
I look at digital files like all of the independents. They could go under and you lose those digital files.
But I don't want that.
But Comixology is owned by Amazon. Marvel and DC, do you really see them going belly up anytime soon?
Sure. No, I get that. But that's the thing, right? So, like, all the indies that I read, I want to... If I go all digital, I still want to have those files. I want to own those files.
Sure.
My assumption would be that yes, they all do DRM free, so I would own all those files. But I don't know. I have to do some research on that.
See, I am just so laxed with that that I chalk it up to the idea of losing my digital files, I either, one, would I even notice that I lost those?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever ones I lost, would I really notice? Would they stick out like a sore thumb? Or how many books have I gone and double, triple, and quadruple dipped and paid for?
So I do reread a lot of books.
Okay.
Now, it might not happen immediately, but like over years, I will reread books.
Sure.
The thing is, like if somebody offered me, if it was like a Netflix, right, where I pay like, I don't know, I would pay $30 a month, maybe $40 a month for mm-hmm. any comic that I want to read ever. Like I would pay for that.
Yeah, we had this discussion.
Yeah, I would pay for that.
At which price point? Yep.
I think
if DC offered that, I would be thinking in my head, how many issues am I timesing by $4? Sure. That's how much I would pay. Well, probably not even $4.
No, probably
$2 or $3.
Yeah, I would say at $3.
Like, you could get me to pay maybe not $40, but I would pay $25 a month.
For just DC?
For just DC.
So, okay, so my thing was $40 for everything.
Well, that I think that'd be far-fetched.
I mean, it would never happen.
No.
But if it were to happen, I'd pay $40 to get any comic I want to read.
I see Marvel Unlimited, possibly. That or DC.
I would pay more than I pay for services that I love monthly, like Netflix and Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Just because I love the medium so much more. Even though like TV and movies technically are a better like buy for your money,
mm-hmm.
I still get like extra enjoyment from reading a comic.
Yeah, that's why I think $25 is probably the sweet spot for me.
Yeah, that'd be more than fair.
Thinking 8 issues a month. Times $3.
I would do that for just indies. $24.99. I would do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Any indie from like ever published.
Actually, I did, like, even Aftershock, their small back catalog. They publish how many issues a month? You know, if I could get those for $3 an issue per month, mm-hmm. and then also all the back catalog open to me. I would debate that.
I don't know if I'd do that. I think once you decide to go streaming, you automatically need to be cheaper.
Oh, sure.
So, like...
Ideally.
So, with the Aftershock books, I think they're probably doing like 8 or 9 books a month. Mm-hmm. If it was a subscription service, I don't think I would pay... You know, like, what is that? $32, $36, $40, whatever it is. $30 to $40. I wouldn't mm-hmm. pay that on a streaming service. But if it was $10 a month, I'd be right on it. That's what I'm saying.
See, I'd even go 20.
Well, I mean, for just that one publisher out, maybe.
Yeah, if they're doing eight books a month.
I just don't value physical or digital files as much. So, like, if you were to say, hey, for $20, I'll give you all the physical copies, I'd be like, fuck yes.
Sure.
If you tell me, here's some digital files, here's some PDFs for $20, I'd be like, yeah, you're fucking crazy. Like, give me my money back. Here's the last thing I want to talk about.
Sure.
It's weird, too, because I haven't bought a DVD in years.
Same here.
Haven't bought one in the years. I don't, I mean, obviously I don't have cable. I get everything streaming, so Netflix, Amazon Prime. We're not doing Hulu now. Yeah, we canceled it, and we're probably going to not renew it. I don't know yet.
Nice.
We put it on pause for 3 months, I think it was.
Nice.
And we'll see.
Even with their Hulu TV?
Yeah, that's not worth $35 to me.
No, I was like, oh my god, that's the price of cable. Give me a break.
Yeah, that's not worth
$35. I mean, it isn't the price of cable, but still, you're getting up there.
Yeah.
Especially with a non-DVR function.
Yep.
Like, well, if you let me save...
Even with a DVR, YouTube's got that they've got a $30 a month where you get local channels and some cable channels included. And it's got unlimited recording on a DVR, on a cloud DVR.
Yeah, but see, Hulu's owned by Disney, and I would be looking towards the sports channels. So,
I think you might get ESPN3.
Yeah, I need a lot more.
Well, you know, Disney's doing their ESPN streaming service next year.
I am waiting to see what that is.
Yeah. Anyways, like, I don't know. That's why I said, like, the $24.99. If you gave me a $24.99, all the indies, dude, fucking 6 months old, like, a year old, I don't give a shit. Like, yes, I will do that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I will do the Marvel Unlimited on top of it and DC Unlimited on top of it, as long as the price is good. And I don't own any of that media, and I'm okay with it. Because I've got,
sure.
And that's the weird thing about buying physical comics, Nick. I don't buy any other media in the physical format.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I make fun of anybody that does. I do. I make fun of my wife every day because she still has DVDs here that she never watches.
I'm going to pop that CD in the car.
See, dude, I don't have CDs. Right? Like, I don't have any CD. I don't have CDs. Or DVDs, or VHS tapes, or 8-tracks, or anything. I don't own any.
But you got a forest sitting in your spare bedroom, comics.
But I have a forest, just hanging out around the house.
Are they in your stove yet?
No. The majority are in a walk-in closet. So it's probably okay. I don't know, and that's a weird thing. And I think part of that, not part, I think a lot of that is psychological, to be honest. Because I think, like, growing up, comics meant so much to me that getting rid of physical comics is almost like downplaying that joy that I had growing up. You know what I'm saying? Like, It's so important to me that I just couldn't leave it. I'm sure that there's, like, some kind of disorder.
It's your happy place.
Yeah, it's my happy place. There you go.
Yeah, I totally get it.
Where's my bell? That's the episode title. There it is. Yeah. You know, like, when I didn't, like, if I moved somewhere and didn't know a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
like, the comics were there. They didn't give a shit. Just, like, fucking read me, bro. And be like, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now, maybe when you get to high school and you meet girls and this and that, like, you're like, fuck comics. But then, like, a year later, you're like, well, shit, like, let me go buy the back issues.
Yeah, there was 3-4 years where I completely...
Oh, sure. Me too.
And then my buddy, when I went to college, my buddy Craig was like, I'm going to go comic book shopping. And I'm like, I haven't seen comic books in ages. I'll go with you. And then he sucked me right back in. It started with a dumb super... I like bought one dumb superhero, but, like, that was when Vertigo was popping. So I was like, oh, look at this. Actually, like, comics look so different without capes and cowls. Suck me right back in.
Yeah,
and I was going every week.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like,
I get it.
There's an important place in my heart and like deep in my crocodile brain. You know what I'm saying, for comic books.
But even if they're digital files, that happy place isn't going to leave. It's still there. You're not abandoning them.
Yes, but part of that happy place has the experience of going somewhere to pick these up. You know what
I'm
I mean?
Not telling you to burn your current floppy situation.
I know.
You can always go back and read those 90s comics.
But my concern is if I quit buying physical comics, then slowly it'll start turning like I feel about every other type of media. Where, why do I have this? It's just fucking taking up space.
That's where I'm at.
Why don't I just have a physical copy of this?
Oh, see, I'm completely the opposite. Why is it taking up space? Why don't I have a digital copy of it?
Oh, that's what I mean, a digital copy of it.
Then I can get rid of that omnibus, because right now I'm ready to sell a few omnibuses.
Or you know what? Or not even a copy, because if I'm streaming it, like, chances are I'll read these comics once, maybe twice.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, by the time I want to reread them, like, who gives a shit? It's on a streaming service, so I'll just go and read it again.
Yep.
I don't know, man. It's so fucked up. Like, we just had a 2-hour conversation about this, and I think I'm, like, more distraught now than I was when
more
we started.
More confused?
Yeah.
No, you need to do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, but I don't know what I need to do.
I...
You know what? Fuck this. Fuck this grown-up shit, okay? I'm just going to go back and be a kid. Being a kid was awesome. Because all you did was buy comics and fucking, I don't know, drink sweet tea and watch Saturday morning cartoons, and it was the shit.
That sounds pretty good.
Being a grown-up has so many decisions. Fuck this.
I know.
I'm done being a grown-up.
Yeah, it's rough.
I'm going to get in my time machine. Go back in time.
But I think if you, every time you talk to me about digital comics, you're always like, I'm reading them on a computer. And I keep telling you, you got to read them on a tablet.
I can't.
You got to be able to lay down somewhere, just like read and then like fall asleep like you would with a comic.
So you brought up another issue I have with digital.
Uh-oh.
Is that I don't feel like a tablet is a big enough screen to read a comic.
What? It's just as... First off, you have to get over the Chris Campbell guided view is for punks.
No. I like guided view. No. I love guided view. And that's the thing.
Then your panels in guided view are 10 times larger than what they would be in an original comic.
But I also like to see the full page. And so after I see these panels, yes, I could read it with the guided view. But when I see the full page, it's just like, what the fuck happened there?
No, silly.
Yes.
I had to explain this to Tessner. You can have the guided view set up so when you go to the new page, it gives you the full page, and then you click it again, and it goes to the upper left-hand corner and goes through, guides your view through it, and then when the page is over, it zooms out to the full page again.
That's what I'm saying. It's in the options. No, I know that. That's what I'm saying. On a tablet, it doesn't look that good. Okay. I have smaller tablets, dude.
Oh, you prima donna.
No, I have smaller. I don't know how big this fucking tablet is. 7 inches? Yeah. 8 inches?
Oh, good.
I don't know.
God.
I'll put my penis next to it. We'll find out.
Oh, well, I no. No.
Listen, I know some people like to get iPads just to read comics. I'm not going to do that. Okay. I'm not buying an iPad.
You do you.
I do me. Listen, I'm very pro. I'm pro freedom, Nick. I'm pro freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
All my phones in this house all run like hacked Android versions. Okay, with no Google stuff in them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. 4 of the 5 computers in this house run Linux. 1 runs Windows. We don't pay for software. Okay, everything that we use is free and open source. Like I'm all about that. Mm-hmm. I'm all about that. I can't get a giant iPad to just read comics. It doesn't make sense in my head. And they don't make like Android stuff or Sailfish stuff in a giant screen. They're all smaller tablets.
But even if it's a 5-inch screen, that panel that you're looking at is larger on that 5-inch screen than it is on the original comic book page.
Yes, but it doesn't feel it to me. God. Like, it's totally legible, don't get me wrong. But it feels weird just seeing that one panel.
Maybe you weren't built for digital. Maybe after this 2.5-hour conversation, maybe we're coming down to the root cause. You're not built for digital.
That might be possible.
Call that list down, you and Paulino, call this down, and maybe you just have to re-up on your DCBS.
That might be what I have to do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's no shame in that game.
I don't know. It's possible.
Yeah, you could do that.
Well, good. I'm glad we talked for 2 hours, and it didn't help me any. Thanks, Nick. You're a great therapist.
You're the one waffling.
Listen, the one going back and forth. I'm trying to weigh all sides of the argument, okay?
Sure.
Because I want to make... this is genuinely a problem for me. And yeah. I want to make a solid decision that I feel good about.
And in 5 years, when you go into that walk-in closet and there's no room to walk into that closet... Just remember this conversation. And then look over at your little Android Freedom device that's only 5 inches big and play some sad Hulk music, because you could have been with me 3 years ago, 3 years before.
It's very true. Very, very true. You don't know how true that is. Oh shit.
You know how much argument I get from my wife?
Zero.
With digital files. The only time is when she looks at the credit card bill and she's like, "How many Comixology things did you buy this month?" It's like, shoot.
Oh hell. Yep.
Where before it used to be, how many stacks of comic books do you have to have in the spare bedroom?
Yep.
That are about 4 foot tall.
By the way, we do know people that will go to these random websites and get their comics for free. I'm not doing that.
No, don't do that. I don't think in the two and a half hours we were talking, did we ever say, yes, go and do something shady. No.
No. I've had people say that. Well, if you don't want it for your box, go to blahblahblah.com. I'd be like, no.
No.
I'll go to Comixology and be a dumbass and buy it twice.
You get free codes because you talk about certain publishers, and they're gracious enough to give you those codes. But yeah, going in a roundabout way and getting stuff for free, that's not how we're built.
That's how comics quit game made, guys.
Yeah.
Don't do that. All right. That's it on that, Nick. I'm more depressed than ever.
Don't be depressed. Go read some EC horror. Get happy again.
I gotta finish that. I quit because I had that Jack Kirby science fiction giant book.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been reading some of that. I went through Mind Management Volume 1, started Volume 2. Those are fantastic. Nice. Not Mind Management, Department H.
Sure.
But what I need to do is quit reading and just fucking finish this EC archives.
You know what I mean? Then let your current comic books just keep stacking up.
Maybe I should just not even buy any more comic books. Maybe it's just read trades. Like, we didn't even talk about that.
I'm telling you, it's pretty. It makes life so much sweeter.
It does. Maybe I should. I don't know. I bought, like, how many issues of Mr. Miracle did I buy? Somebody sent me a tweet, because I don't want to look now.
No, of course you don't, because it's like $80.
I'd be like, I spent what? Yeah. On digital copies?
But you're also not going to find those copies, like, in a 25% bin either, so.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. All right, let's see. This series has 28 issues. I bought all those. This one is 7, so that's 35 issues. I didn't buy this one. Maybe I should just buy it now.
This one's
what,
four issues.
People?
The Seven Soldiers, Mr. Miracle.
Oh, the Grant Morrison one?
Is that who did it?
Yeah.
God damn it, Nick. Now I have to buy it.
Yeah, it's a goodie.
Fuck. All right, let me buy that. So
I even bought that dumb Green Arrow celebrating 75 years.
Really?
I'm like, I know I don't need that, and I know there's not. There's like single individual issues. Why am I buying this? But I'm like, hey, I'll buy it. What the hell?
Okay. So I just bought those.
Had to buy the OMAC. The OMAX.
Okay, this is not bad. It's less than 60 bucks. Okay, that's not
there
bad.
You go.
That's not bad.
See?
That's not bad.
Just take that DCBS order sheet and just rip it up. Come on. Throw it away. Batman, you have my love. No one else.
Oh, the coloring's cool in this book, man. I like this. I might start with this. No, I'm not doing that. I'm starting with the, what was it, 71, I think, the first series. I'm starting with that, goddammit. Oh, Dave McKay, of course. Yeah, that's why. Okay, that makes sense. I had something else I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember.
Did you see on some of the Mr. Miracles, the later series when Kirby stopped drawing it,
mm-hmm.
that Michael Golden drew like the last six issues?
Oh, dude, I didn't even look at the creative team.
Oh, but it's Michael Golden.
Yeah, I didn't even look at it. I was just like, I'm just going to buy one of these. Fuck it.
Yeah, of course you should.
I talked to a few people about Mr. Miracle number one, by the way, the new series that came out.
Mm-hmm.
Written by Tom King.
Yeah.
I was a little concerned because of that.
Mitch Gerards.
Gerards. the art is fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
The art is fantastic. And I know some people had issues with the book itself. I gotta say, mm-hmm. with Mr. Miracle, I didn't mind it. I actually enjoyed the book. I read it, and I was confused.
Uh-huh.
And then I sat on it for a minute, and then I was like, I think I like this. And I reread it, and then I was like, yes, I do like this. And then a couple of days went by, and I thought about it, and I was like, this is really fucking good.
Yeah, none of my buddies recommended it to my comic book store. And then an hour and a half after getting home, I'm like, oh, I wanted to pick that up. Oh!
So what I don't get is, the book is sold out.
Okay.
It's going to second printing.
Sure.
What I don't get is, the guy's fucking writing Batman, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all these assholes buying Batman are going to buy this fucking book. So why would you not order more copies?
One would think.
I don't get it. It's like comic book shops don't want to make money. I don't know.
Or do they just chalk it up to, it's Mr. Miracle. How many people?
Surely that's exactly what they thought.
Yeah.
But I mean, come on, dude. Like, Sheriff of Babylon, that was fucking award-winningest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We don't talk about Batman getting that whatever stupid-ass award they got.
Because that book sucks.
The Grabbies. They Batman got second place in the Grabbies behind the Nerd Legion podcast.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, Batman.
Sorry, Bruce.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Love you anyway, bye.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. I am excited, by the way. There's a new Team Seeley book coming out.
Yeah.
From Aftershock with a terrible title.
Why isn't this just on Hackslash?
Don't make fun of Hackslash. I like that shit.
I'm not making fun of it, but you would think that Tim Seeley would just be doing Hackslash stuff.
Matter of fact, I think I bought it because you recommended it.
Yeah, it's good.
It is good.
Right.
Wait.
But I'm just saying.
Wait. This reminded you of Hackslash?
No, I'm saying if he's writing something original, why wouldn't he be doing it over on Hackslash?
Oh, I get it.
You know, he already has a home there.
Yeah, that's a good question.
And being paid by DC brings in a nice check, but I'm sure Aftershock isn't like, you know, paying this crazy amount of money that he couldn't get at Hackslash. I don't know. It was weird.
Anyways, the title's called Brilliant Trash. That's a fucking terrible title.
That's god awful.
It's a bad title. Mm-hmm. There's a hidden backstory behind this book that I can't talk about.
Well, that's great that you brought it up. I appreciate the cliffhanger ending on that story.
I will say this. This book has been solicited before.
Oh.
And never came out.
Hmm.
And if you go look for Brilliant Trash in previous previews, mm-hmm. you will not find it.
Hmm. So a different name?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. Who's on first? I have no clue.
Yeah, what's on second?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So, anyway, I'm looking forward to it. I checked out the artist.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty fucking awesome, dude. Her name is Priscilla Protatis. I'm assuming she's Greek. I don't know. Oh, she's from Brazil. Okay.
It seems like a lot of publishers cherry picking Brazil now.
Agreed.
Which, nothing wrong with that.
Oh, shame on you, Priscilla. The link to your Tumblr on your Twitter account is at Page Not Found.
Ooh, not good.
Not good. She's only got 67 followers. What the fuck? this is our first U.S. book.
Neat.
Anyways, pretty cool. So I want to check that out. What else you got for me, Nick, before we wrap this up?
Nothing. Let's wrap it up. What are we doing? Are we doing the all-night podcast? No, I have to work tomorrow.
What a pussy.
Maybe you have the day off. I do not.
I wish I did. I'm not off till the eclipse.
Oh, jeez.
Or
it's not good.
Sunday. Sunday I'm off. This has been the one and only Grabby Ass Award winning podcast, The Nerdy Legion, with Nick and Martin. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate listenership. You can find Nick at Nick Wetmore. I'm at Geekvine. We are at Nerdy Legion. And go check out the website. There's a shit ton of podcasts. And there's at least two more coming I can't talk about yet.
You're full of the teas tonight.
One of them is probably mine.
Oh.
Just me. Speaking of just me, I Am Gotham is back. By the time this comes out, I think there will be another episode out again. I'm going to try to do twice a week from now on.
I love the new format.
I took your suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of other people complained, but I don't listen to them. But you I listen to, and I thought it was a great idea, so I will be doing that.
I think it works out great.
Yeah, that would keep more regular. Yeah. And yeah, that's it. Go check that out. I Am Gotham. It's fun. It's the number one show on the Nerd Legion Podcast Network.
It certainly is.
Paul and I were talking about numbers when we recorded VCP last time. And I went and I looked and I was like, what the fuck? How the hell is that show getting this many numbers? And he's like, for real? I was like, yeah, go sign in and look at it. I was like, whatever. So I need to push that show more, apparently. Because it's a hit.
It's a runaway hit.
Runaway hit. Anyway, that's it. We're done. I want to give some parting words.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks, Nick. I appreciate the... thanks for letting me talk on your podcast.
No, it's always yours.
I'm
just a hanger on.
We don't talk politics on this show for a reason. Never.
Right.
I think people want to generally escape from that kind of thing, and I totally get that. But at the same time, you can't always ignore what happens in the world.
Nope.
So when crazy shit is happening, especially in this country, you should try to understand why it is happening and try to chime in on why you think maybe it should or shouldn't be happening. I think the conversation is important, and oftentimes as geeks and nerds, we try to ignore it. because it's not in our comics or in our movies, and that's not always the way things work. So if you have a political person that you can contact, you might want to do so. Whether you support a government or don't support it, either way, it's important to be involved. Think about what you put out into the world, and don't be a fucking asshole. And maybe learn to love each other, and it might be a better place. I don't know. Fuck this. I'm going to cut this whole thing out.
No, I like upset. It all.
No, I'm about to get upset.
I like it all. We all have voices. You can use your voice.
Sure.
On any topic, but you're right. Everyone should reach out to an elected official. Your voice can be heard, and it might just be one person speaking out, but guess what? If hundreds of thousands of people wrote to an elected official, then everyone's voice would be heard.
Yeah. We're done. Have a good night.